Well, hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion. So thankful that you've chosen to check things out today. We're going to be in Philippians 2, verses 1 through 11, where we were on Sunday. And I just want to present to us something that was really interesting to me and challenged me personally. I'll read 6 through 8. The Apostle Paul is talking about Jesus and who Jesus is, and he's giving the example of Jesus as he's encouraging the Philippian church to be united. He's saying, hey, what's going to make me the most happy is if you are, the most joy-filled. Joy and happiness are different things, by the way. What's going to fill me with the greatest joy is for you essentially to be united. And then he gives the example of Jesus. Basically, that is to say, what does the example teach us about what unity actually looks like? Or maybe, better said, how unity is attained. Well, here's the example of Christ. Speaking of who he is, who, though he was in the form of God, that doesn't mean shape, that just means in the essence of God, and he explains that, did not count equality with God, so Jesus is equal with God, a thing to be grasped. Grasped here does not mean a thing to be attained. It rather means something to be held onto tightly, to cling to something. Jesus does not consider his identity as equal with God something to hold tightly onto. Rather, verse 7, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant. That doesn't mean that Jesus was not divine in his physical identity. He was still fully God and yet was fully man. Rather, what emptied means here is really a removing from himself the privileges that are his in being God. So he emptied himself by taking on the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So here's what blew my mind. Jesus has every right, because of who he is, to be exalted, not to humble himself. He has every right to never experience the pain of being a human. And yet that's not what he does. He has every right, as with equality with God, to not be obedient, but to command others to obey. And yet he is obedient to the Father to the point of death. He has every right to, when he experiences the excruciating pain of the crucifixion, to say, no, enough, I'm done with this. He has every right to call angels to wipe out those who are crucifying him. But he doesn't do that. Instead, he is obedient to the point of death. Now, here's where this got to me. I think what could creep in for us is this attitude or this heart that says, you know what, I do a lot. I've done a lot. I serve a lot. I give a lot. And I think I can think of so many people who serve just in incredible ways, and never would I imagine they even have a thought that they think this, but maybe I'm just selfish. So, man, I just done a lot. I've done all these things. I'm just tired. And maybe I want to be served instead. And Paul says to me, hey, look at Christ. Look at Jesus. He had every right to say no. I'm done with this, but instead he continued to humble himself, to be obedient to what God called him to do, even to the point of death. And so I think for me personally, that was such a good reminder to say, I will experience greater unity with the body of Christ when I live in the way of Jesus, which is consistent obedience to the will of God, which requires personal sacrifice. That will lead to greater unity in the church, and it will also, as Paul says, provide joy. And so I think my ask for us today here on the Drivecast is, how can we continue? I know so many of us, so many of you are just so incredibly faithful in serving and in giving and all these different things. How can we continue to take upon ourselves the attitude of Christ that does not cling to titles, that does not cling to status, that consistently and constantly humbles ourselves before the will and the authority of God to say, your will be done in my life here on earth as it is in heaven? And so would we be that kind of people consistently? And then I believe when we are obedient to that, just as Christ was exalted, just as the Father exalts Christ, as he goes on to say in verses 10 and 11, what we're going to see is that the church is going to be increasingly united, because that's what Paul is talking about in the beginning of this chapter. And one day, we will be exalted, below Christ, of course, and we'll lay down our crowns before him. But man, the glory will be glorified with Christ. And what an incredible day that will be. So maybe today you just need encouragement to keep going, keep fighting the good fight, keep laying down your life, in a sense, to the will of Christ. Keep obeying, keep serving, keep sacrificing, because it's going to be worth it, and God's going to use it in incredible ways. And so, again, this was encouraging for my own soul, convicting for my own soul, but I pray something similar for you today. Speaking of prayer, let's go ahead and finish our time together in prayer. I'll go ahead and kick us off and give you some time to pray as we close. Father, as always, I thank you for your word, that it convicts and it cuts and it shapes and it molds. And so forgive me, Father, if I take upon myself an attitude of entitlement in any way, of arrogance in any way, that if I cling to a title in any way, Lord, forgive me. Would you continue to work in me a heart that resembles and is modeled after the heart of Christ, who just was so obedient to serve, to serve, to serve. And so, Lord, would you, by the power of your Spirit, convict us and work in us. We love you. We trust you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.